The former chief executive of the Scottish National Party, Peter Murrell, has been released by police pending further inquiries. Mr Murrell, who is married to the former SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon, was questioned as part of an investigation into the party's finances. For more, we can talk to Alistair Grant, who's political editor of The Scotsman. There were some very unusual scenes yesterday. What happened?
Yes, as you say, a dramatic day. I mean, Peter Murrell is a major figure in Scottish politics. He's been chief executive of the SNP since 1999. He's the husband, as you say, of the former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon. He's really seen, actually, as one of the key architects of the SNP's extraordinary electoral success in recent years. A backroom figure, but probably has more of a public profile in recent years than he's maybe had in the past. Then, obviously, yesterday we had this police statement that a 58-year-old man had been arrested and was being questioned by police. It's understood that man was Peter Murrell. We then had scenes of the police searching the house in Glasgow that Peter Murrell shares with Nicola Sturgeon. I think they arrived at around 7:35 in the morning. Substantial police presence throughout the day. There was a blue police tent erected in front of the garage. There's also a substantial police presence at the SNP's headquarters in Edinburgh. I mean, I was there throughout the day and watched as more than a dozen police officers arrived at the building. There was about half a dozen police vehicles outside. The police later left, carrying equipment and boxes. And then we had that further statement from the police yesterday evening saying that Mr. Murrell had been released without charge and the investigation continues. So a dramatic day in Scottish politics.
What are police investigating?
So it's essentially an investigation that was stemmed after complaints were made about funding that had been raised for another independence referendum. So this was funding that was supposedly ring-fenced. It was around more than £600,000 that had been raised. And there was complaints that funding had been misused. So there's kind of allegations around that. And it's been an investigation that's been going on now for about 18 months. So it's been a long-running thing in Scottish politics, kind of hanging over the SNP. There's been a number of kind of questions that have been asked about it. When Nicola Sturgeon resigned a couple of months ago now, she was actually asked about it in her press conference, her resignation speech, and refused to go into it on the grounds of it being a live police investigation. But she's been made clear since then that it wasn't, she says, one of the reasons for her standing down. But I think there are questions now as to whether this police investigation, maybe impacted the timing of her standing down and her decision to do so at that particular time.
What impact is all of this likely to have on the SNP and on its new leader, Humza Yousaf?
I think it will undoubtedly have some kind of impact. I think it's one of a number of issues that have been stacking up for the SNP. We obviously had Nicola Sturgeon's resignation in and of itself. She's a major figure in the party, seen as one of its key assets, a great political communicator. We then had a leadership election that's been going on over the past few weeks that was extremely divisive and probably a lot more bruising than many SNP members maybe expected. There were some extremely personal exchanges between the three candidates. We then had Humza Yousaf, the new SNP leader and First Minister, being elected. And he's someone that's got an in-tray that I don't think any politician would envy. There's a lot of problems in Scotland, as there is throughout the UK. He's obviously got his own problems within the party, having to deal with those divisions that have erupted, try and bring the party back together. And I think this will just add to that. And there'll be real concerns in the party about just this investigation and maybe the kind of impact on the public perception.
Alistair Grant, political editor of The Scotsman, thanks indeed for that.